This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. Final hour on this Tuesday. It'll be busy. T.J. Watt of the Steelers will stop by, and Jared Goff of the Lions. Poll question from hour two had to do with the Detroit Lions. We'll recap the results, and we'll settle on a poll question for hour three. Diamondbacks, Phillies game two later on today. Last night, Rangers go up 2-0 when the Astros. Phillies beat the Diamondbacks. As Bryce Harper celebrates his birthday with a home run. It was the Cowboys over the Chargers. Cowboys now 4-2. Chargers dropped to 2-3. Here is Justin Herbert after the game talking about that Dallas defense.
How challenging was dealing with the pressure tonight?
Yeah, they've got a really good front seven. You know, I thought our offensive line battled and they did a great job up front. You know, unfortunately, we fell short and I got to make more plays as a quarterback. You know, I thought the defense came up with some big stops today, held them when we needed them to. So it's on us as an offense.
You know, the key, and we were just talking to Mike Golick, who did the game for Westwood One last hour, the pressure that they put on Justin Herbert. So if you're going to pressure him 18 times, you don't always have to get to the quarterback. But when you do get to the quarterback or pressure him, let him know you're in the area code there. That's what stays with a quarterback, I would think. There was constant pressure. Micah Parsons didn't get his sack until the fourth quarter. But I think the respect that Dallas's defense got from, you know, the Chargers' offensive line was they're coming all night long. And give the Cowboys' defense credit because they made the plays. Yeah, Paulie.
But didn't Herbert's answer sound like an AI answer, a quarterback? Like what he would have to say? Because he said his offensive line did a good job in battle. They didn't do a good job in battle. They got owned.
Well, you know, when you
I know
get
you
to
have
those,
to say it.
Yes. You get to those press conferences, you're just trying to get out.
It's like Mad Libs.
Yeah, you go in and you just want to get out without saying anything stupid. Segway, Jared Goff joining us now, the Detroit Lions quarterback. All is well with you. You don't have to make up answers when you go to a press conference. So, did you watch the game last night?
You know, I watched the first half. Those games come on so late, you know, when you're on the East Coast now. Watch the first half. I usually go to bed right after that.
What'd you think?
Tough game. Yeah, they're both good teams. Yeah, it was tough. I think, you know, the world of Justin and Dak, and I think they both played well.
But do you watch the quarterback when he's going back to pass, or do you watch the defensive line or the rush going after the quarterback?
Good question. I'm typically watching the quarterbacks just to see what they do and see how they're playing. But they both look great. I think they're both great players.
By the way, a full intro here. Jared Goff, the former number one overall pick by the Rams, and the Lions winning against the Buccaneers. The Detroit fans are they're traveling there. It was great to see that. Man, you were taking a victory lap there, saying hello to those fans after the game. How great is it to have fans on the road for a change?
Yeah, it's really cool, man. It's really a lot of fun, and they've done that. Now we've had, you know, three road games, and all three have been night games. And, you know, kind of after those games, they've stuck around. We've won them, and it's been really fun to just give them some love and let them know we appreciate them. And yeah, it's a completely different environment when you have them there, and it changes everything.
The MVP campaign starts right now for you. All right, are you okay with that?
Sure. Yeah, I won't be doing much of it, but you can take care of that for me, Dan.
Okay. Last 16 games, Lions are 13-3. Jared Goff has completed almost 67% of his passes. He's thrown for 28 touchdowns, just 4 interceptions. He's thrown for 4,100 yards. So this is the last 16 games going 13-3, and through 6 games this season, he is one of 2 quarterbacks ranked in the top 5 for passing yards, completion percentage, touchdowns, passer rating. The other one is Tua Tagovailoa, who, according to DraftKings, is the favorite for the MVP, followed by Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Brock Purdy. Why aren't you in the top 5?
Man, that's not for me to decide. I'm just going to try to keep playing well. I think the thing you see in common for all those guys you named is, you know, we're all on pretty good teams right now, and that's kind of when that attention starts to happen. And for us, you know, our defense is playing as well as they played. Our line's playing well, and I'm sitting back there making some throws. It's been fun. We've been playing well and winning some games and winning some tough ones on the road, like I mentioned. But long season still to go and a lot of work to do.
Lions will be at the Ravens coming up on Sunday. Did you ever get a chance to meet Joe Montana? I think you chose number 16. Because of Joe?
Yeah, you know, actually, I met him for the first time like a couple of years ago at the airport, just randomly ran into him. And I'm like, I got to go say hi to him. You know, he was sitting by himself, and I was as well. I was by myself. I'm like, I'm going to go say hi to him and talk to him briefly for 5 minutes. And yeah, that was why. I was too young to watch him play growing up in the Bay Area. But when it was time to pick jersey numbers, I was, you know, 8 years old. And my dad's like, just do 16. That's Joe Montana. And I'm like, all right, you know, and became a huge Joe Montana fan after that. But, yeah, huge fan of his. And, yeah, the origin is from him wearing it, obviously, for the Niners.
So what'd you talk to Joe Montana about at the airport?
It was pretty brief. It was where are you going? What are you up to? It was during the off season. It was really brief, just high and by. And, yeah, it was really cool to meet him.
Did you get a picture?
No, I did not ask for a picture, no.
Oh, come on.
Maybe one day.
Yeah, Joe's the nicest guy in the world. Just, you know, get a picture with him.
Yeah, he is. He was awesome, and he was super cool to me.
What's the story about your coach, Dan Campbell, you're going to tell your kids?
Oh, man. Geez. I don't know if I can pick one. I mean, he's done a lot of, you know, funny stuff. I think the $5 bill one is actually up there. That was pretty creative by him. I don't know if he had it.
Explain that one, though, to the audience if they're not aware of that.
Yeah, so after the game, he pulled out a $5 bill, and I was kind of, you know, a little befuddled by what he was saying. And then, you know, he goes, "That's five." I'm like, "Oh, that's for 5 wins. Okay, got it." But I don't know if he had it in his pocket the whole game, if he had someone hand it to him after we won. I don't know, man. But he does fun stuff like that. He keeps it really fun, and at the same time, is able to coach us hard. So it's a good combo, and he's a lot of fun to play for.
Does he have? Is it tough love with him?
Certainly, yeah. Yeah, I think he's as honest as a coach I've ever been around. He will shoot you straight always and let you know when he loves what you're doing, let you know when he thinks he can get more from you. So he's been great to me in that way, and has done it for everybody.
What happened, though? Quarterbacks seem to go through this. There's that welcome to the NFL moment, and then all of a sudden you see a quarterback, either he makes the next step or he doesn't, and it decides, you know, what his future is. So what – was there something that clicked for you at a certain point where you go, okay, game slowed down, or I understand it better, or whatever, I process things better? What happens with quarterbacks?
Yeah, I think it typically happens in that second year. You know, your rookie year, you're just trying to keep your head above water and find ways to, you know, throw completions and just, you know, not get hurt and stay on the field and, you know, just trying to figure things out. I think the second year for me, too, is when it kind of just light bulb goes off in some ways, and you're able to understand coverage a little bit more. You're able to understand where the holes are in the defense and able to make a little bit more higher percentage decisions based on what you know. And that typically happens over that first off season. And for me, it was no different.
What was your welcome to the NFL moment?
I've got a couple. Richard Sherman hit me along the sideline that Thursday night game, my rookie year, took me out of the game there. I got hit my first start, played the Dolphins, and that was when they had Ndamukong Suh and Cameron Wake, and they kind of both, like, sandwiched me on one of my first sacks I ever took. There's a couple, man. My first ever game, the preseason game, was Dallas at home. First game back in L.A., football game, it was a big deal. I was the first pick. I'm running out there after Keenum does the first few drives, and I'm running out there. I think my first third down, I got hit with a blitz I didn't even see coming and threw a pick and, separated my left shoulder. And it was a mess. But I'm much past that now and don't like to think of those times, really.
Well, you see these young quarterbacks, and they still think, in college I can hold on to the ball or I can make a play out of this. And I remember, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady telling me, hey, it's not there, it's not there, it's not going to be there, throw it away. How you have to kind of fight that urge of what maybe you did when you were in college as opposed to what you should be doing in the NFL, I'm going to guess.
Sure, yeah, I think that's a huge part of it, when the play is not there, there's so much preparation done during the week in an NFL week that if your prep's wrong and the play is not there, typically it's not there for a reason and it's time to move on or get rid of it and not take the hit. That's something you learn as you get older. And unfortunately, in today's day and age, these young guys don't get much patience from the media, from the fans. And it's unfortunate, but it takes time, dude. It takes time, and it takes a lot of hours and reps. And I'm only in year 8, and I hope I can be looking back at right now and saying that I've learned a bunch more 5 years from now. So you're always learning, always trying to get better.
Well, good luck against the Ravens. Great to talk to you again, and we'll keep that campaign going for MVP.
All right, Dan. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
That's Jared Goff, Lions quarterback. Things are going well. I mean, those are numbers that are pretty impressive over the last 16 games, dating back to last year. Yes, Heaton?
I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
Because he was counted out when he got sent to the Lions. It was like, all right, well, they'll do this year and then draft a quarterback next year or something. I don't know that people really took him all that seriously or that move all that seriously.
Well, that was, remember, the bridge quarterback.
Yeah,
right. Was he the first bridge quarterback?
He was definitely a bridge quarterback.
Like, labeled maybe Tyrod Taylor. Was he? Jacoby Brissett. Were they bridge quarterbacks? Yes, Mark.
Even before that, Kurt Warner with the Giants.
Yeah, but he was a backup.
But I thought he started.
Well, Eli's first year.
Yeah.
So maybe he was a bridge quarterback.
John Kitna,
bridge quarterback. Yeah, but Goff, he's going to the Lions. Like, they're sending him to purgatory. And then they're going to have him out there, and then they're going to use a high draft pick and draft Tua Tagovailoa. Because that's what I was told they were going to. They were looking at Tua, drafting Tua. And I thought, okay, then maybe Jared Goff is going to be a backup quarterback. But these numbers, whether you believe he belongs in the conversation, if the Lions are that good and he's playing that well, then, I would say by proxy that he should be an MVP candidate. Now, you might say, is he a top five candidate? All right, that's up for discussion. But the Lions are a formidable team, and that's a really good offense. Yes, Paulie.
I'm really curious to see what the rest of his career turns out to be. He's got 3 Pro Bowls. He went to a Super Bowl as a young guy.
Yeah.
His stats are fantastic. His career state's got 166 touchdowns and 73 picks, and they're getting better. He doesn't throw interceptions anymore. He's well above 500 as a starter.
And we're going to jinx him.
Oh, I know.
We are going to jinx him against Baltimore.
But if he somehow pulls out a Super Bowl title for the Detroit Lions, one of those can get you in the Hall of Fame someday. If you have really good numbers.
Yeah, he'd need better numbers.
Yeah, but he's got 8 more years to do so. Imagine if he had 1 with Detroit and you compared him to Phil Rivers. I know we're a ways from that, but they are threatening.
Or Matt Ryan.
Yeah. 1 with Detroit holds a lot of weight. It's like when Kurt Warner almost got a second title and he was going to do it with Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been slide right into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
When you think about it, he could have had three Super Bowls because they lost to the Patriots and then they lost to the Steelers. He got to three Super Bowls there. And I remember he joined us and he wanted to know what he needed to do to get in the Hall of Fame. And I said, take Arizona to the Super Bowl. And I saw him after the game. And, you know, it's crazy. Everything's going on. And I wanted to find him to say, you know what? You did it. You got Arizona to the Super Bowl. And he was there with Brenda, his wife and family. And, it was just one of those moments where I just wanted to acknowledge what I saw as, you know, somebody covering the sport. And he's always been professional. And, you know, he helped take Arizona to the Super Bowl. Was that Ken Wisenhunt?
Yeah.
Who was the head coach here? And Larry Fitzgerald has that touchdown, and you're thinking, Arizona's going to win the Super Bowl. We won't be thinking about that anytime soon. James Harrison's interception. Drop back in coverage. You do that, you know, you beat the clock. All you had to do is get him to go out of bounds or down, anything, and he goes into the end zone. How many plays, where does James Harrison's interception return stand among the greatest? Now, Malcolm Butler's got the greatest Super Bowl play of all time.
Super Bowl importance.
Great. Yeah, correct?
Yeah.
He won the Super Bowl.
He turned a loss into a win.
Yes. What other play is similar to that with importance?
James Harrison turned the tide. And if you watch that play, Larry Fitzgerald's going to catch him. And he's running down the sidelines. Yeah. He goes out of bounds and like a staffer blocks him accidentally.
Hmm.
That Mike Jones tackle for the Tennessee Titans.
I didn't think that was that close. I know it's like, oh, my God, 1 yard away. Dyson was 1 yard away. Santonio Holmes, that catch, corner of the end zone. Steelers over. We had David Tyree's catch. But David Tyree doesn't score a touchdown. He just has an incredible catch. Plexico had the touchdown there. Yeah. I'm sure there's a few other. Yeah, Marv.
That Mike Jones play is a little harder than you think, I think.
Is it? Okay.
Because I think on the play, is it Wycheck?
Yeah.
He's going one way, and it's supposed to fool Mike Jones.
Mm.
And then he turns, I'm almost certain.
Okay. All right. Maybe I should look that, give it a deep dive again.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to NFL Films.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, Paul.
That Santonio Holmes catch is properly rated.
That's properly rated.
Wow. He cannot millimeters from being out of bounds.
That's why Ben deserved to be MVP. That 2 minute drive. I've told this story, but it's worth telling again. So I'm on the sidelines and I'm going to hand out the Super Bowl trophy, and Steve Young is on the sidelines, and I remember Ben comes out to start the 2 minute drive. And Steve Young is doing play-by-play of what he's thinking as a quarterback and what Ben is doing. And it was one of the great football memories, one of the great memories I've had in my career. Here's a Hall of Famer telling me what is happening, what should happen, what could happen, and how Ben is responding to that. And then he throws that pass where nobody else can get it but Holmes. Incredible. It is a great catch, but that ball, where it is placed, quarterbacks usually win the MVP. And I thought Ben, and when Ben was on the podium, I think Ben thought he was going to get the MVP. Yes, Eden.
I mean, he could have placed the ball a little better.
Really?
And then the catch wouldn't have been as spectacular. Then he would have won the MVP. But instead, he threw it a little, it was slightly higher than it should have been.
So he made it a tougher catch that helped Santonio Holmes.
That's why
Santonio,
if Ben threw the ball better, Santonio Holmes wouldn't have gotten it.
Yes, Paul. Yeah.
There, if you watch a play, watch it on YouTube again. There's three Arizona Cardinals right in front of Holmes. Holmes is 5'11", and he has to keep his feet locked, grab it, and pull it down, and just fall like a tree so he does not let it go.
And it's incredible. It really is an amazing, amazing catch. Yes, yes, Mark.
And back to Jared Goff. He needs a couple of MVPs and a Super Bowl to get real.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
Well, no.
Yeah. But if he went to the Super Bowl with the Lions, and let's say he's Super Bowl MVP. All right. Because a lot of times with the number one pick, we're trying to figure out, were you a bust or were you successful? Like Jared Goff has been a successful number one overall pick. Although it didn't feel that way when, you know, the Rams kicked him to the curb. Yes, he.
A lot of times we look at guys like Jared Goff, and it's like, well, yeah, they got to the Super Bowl in spite of him.
Yes.
It's not easy to do that. To get there and win is a whole other level, but just to get there says something, and I think we underappreciate sometimes the losing quarterback.
Well, we started the Jared Goff campaign for MVP here.
Yeah. Bang.
So now he's getting. Bang. You can't say, hey, nobody gave us any credit here. We're given credit where credit is due. Let's take a break. TJ Watt will join us coming up next, back after this. Oh, favorite part of Football Sunday? Big game or tailgating? Or how about King's Hawaiian Slider Sunday? The original Hawaiian sweet rolls, slider buns, pretzel slider buns, soft, fluffy, irresistible, just like Fritzy. King's Hawaiian rolls are so versatile, not like Fritzy. You can create any kind of slider for your football get-together. And Fritzy can pick up these slider buns with his grubby fingers, and nobody cares.
Okay.
Yes. For recipe inspiration, pulled chicken sliders, Dijon mustard, topped with pickles, coleslaw, favorite barbecue rub. How about some barbecue sauce? All prepared on King's Hawaiian slider buns, these sweet slider buns. Football Sundays, they're about sharing great food and fun with friends and family and King's Hawaiian. Slider Sunday, the only way to Sunday. Go to the bakery or deli section of your local store and pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls and enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com. Michigan versus Michigan State, Saturday on NBC and Peacock, Saturday night. I got the NFL Defensive Player of the Year odds, according to DraftKings. Micah Parsons is your favorite. Then it's T.J. Watt, Miles Garrett, Aiden Hutchinson, and Fred Warner. As we make the segue to T.J. Watt, who's already won that award. He has 8 sacks on the season, 85.5 sacks in his career. Just turned 29, I believe, last week. Good to have T.J. back on the show. If I said you could have 1 sack or 8 hurries in a game, what would you take?
I'll take the sack.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you had a good game if you have 1 sack. But 8 hurries, doesn't that mean that you probably had a better all-around game?
Yeah, but it depends. Is it a sack fumble? Is the sack demoralizing? You know, it all depends. But at the end of the day, I think we're all trying to get sacks.
Okay. You took your helmet off and got fined.
Yep. Not smart.
Okay, but you're not taunting, like you're just celebrating. But do you even get a chance to say anything, or is it just, hey, you got fined, they're going to take it out of your paycheck?
No, we're going to try to appeal it, and I think that's just kind of like you said. I wasn't trying to be malicious. I wasn't taunting at someone. It was fourth down. It was the end of the game. Took my helmet off. I understand there probably wasn't a whole lot of safety risk because the game was technically over at that point, but I mean, I just have to be better, I guess.
Okay, but do you have your loophole here? Who's arguing your case?
It's me and then my agency. We handle it. We have lawyers in-house that have to go through a whole appeal process, Section 5, Article 4, Line 7, you know, all that stuff.
Have you been fined before?
Yes, I have. I've been fined a couple times. It's my 7th year. I've had a good amount of – I like to punch the football. So I've had a couple of those. I actually got one again this past week for punching to the football and then a couple roughing the passers. So I've been through the process a few times.
Do they take it out of your paycheck or do you have to write a check to the NFL home office?
No, they take it out, which makes it a little bit better because then you don't have to actually write the check right in front of you.
How would you assess this team so far and being in this division? I mean, it's a winnable division, but where do you guys stand sort of in the hierarchy with the AFC North?
Yeah, it's a tough division. It's always been a tough division since I've been here. I think we're happy to be 3-2, and we know we could be better, and we know that we haven't played nearly close to our best football yet, and it's still so early in the season. But the bye came at a good time. I feel like we're going to get some guys back, and we need to continue to string some wins back-to-back is crucial here, as Mike Tomlin always says.
Why is the Ravens matchup? I mean, it feels like that's the best rivalry in football right now.
It's just always so physical. When Coach T talks about that matchup, he always says, like, there's been rules made around this game when it comes to targeting and guys just big hits over the middle, blindside blocks. It's just always been so physical. And even though the game has changed dramatically over the last 10 or 20 years, we've tried, and I feel like we've done a good job in that rivalry of keeping it clean, but also just continuing to keep that aggression. And there is a form of hatred between Baltimore and Pittsburgh, and that's okay. I'm fine with it.
Explain to me the punching of the football, because I've seen where Max Crosby punches the quarterback's arm. Is the NFL allowing you to punch as long as you hit the ball? Or were you?
Yeah, it's hard because the ball is always close to the face mask. So it's like we're never trying to punch the actual face mask because A, that would hurt our hand, and B, we know it's a penalty. But we're always trying to punch at the football. But what people don't realize, or some people don't realize, is that when a quarterback has the ball or a running back, the moment from here to here or here to here is a split second. So when I'm winding up to go at the football, it could be gone by the time that I move. So it's hard to anticipate exactly where the football is going to be. And I think that's where you get those spots where you're hitting a guy where you're not intentionally trying to.
You ever apologize to a player you hit?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, there's some times where your emotion gets the best of you, and after a play, you kind of pop a guy in the chin strap and go, oh, sorry. God, let me calm down here for a second. My bad. I realize we still have to go a full game. I don't want to get a cheap shot back my way.
Has anybody apologized to you after hitting you?
Oh, for sure. I think at the end of the day, I mean, we never want to be malicious. I mean, never want to be disrespectful on the football field. I think both sides do a good job, offense, defensive. If someone does something that they didn't intend to do or that was a little dirty, they're most likely going to apologize. And if they don't, that's where the problems ensue.
Why isn't roughing the passer reviewable?
I don't know. It's a good question. It's hard. We do everything we possibly can. And I was talking to the refs the other week that, you know, when you go to tackle the quarterback, I'm rotating as hard as I can. I'm taking the hit because the quarterback's landing on top of me. But it's just the life that we live, and we have to adapt as much as possible because those penalties are massive, game-changing penalties, and they're 15 yards in the first down.
Yeah, but they should review them. If we review basically every play, TJ. When you think about it, there's time to review because that's what the broadcasters do, that if you have the New York office look at these plays and then say, hey, you know what, that hit wasn't to the face, or – you know, as you said, these are game-changing, you know, type of plays here. And it feels like, I know they're trying to protect the quarterback, but, you know, you got to help out the defense just a little bit here. And no rules are to benefit the defense. When's the last time you had a rule that benefited the defense?
Offensive holding helps me from time to time, which is nice. But, yeah, it's one of those things that's obviously way above my pay grade. We just try to adapt to the rules that are in place and try to play as clean and smart as possible.
Okay, why are they letting the tackles line up a little bit further back off the line against you guys?
that's something we're tackling too, and the refs are getting better at it. The thing is that if a tackle lines up a little deeper, they're going to be more lenient on letting us take that credit card alignment or getting as close to the line of scrimmage as possible. So it's kind of an in-game thing. Hopefully, if he's lining up a little deeper, they're not giving him that two clicks of the remote head start, that whatever they call it.
It feels like it's an advantage because the offensive linemen haven't kept up athletically with the edge rushers. So they're almost –
You're calling shots.
Yes, I am. Absolutely. Here's another thing that they're calling offensive linemen downfield, like these bubble screens. It feels like these linemen get out there. But they are calling that, it feels like, a little bit more. It seems like a point of emphasis here.
Yeah, I mean – I mean, I would like to think they're trying to call everything, and I understand there's a whole lot going on, and I don't know if you have enough bodies to really see everything. I mean, like we always say, you could call a holding on every single play. It's just a matter of what they're able to see and what's not going to slow the game down.
But what if I said offensive linemen have to wear mittens?
Incredible.
That they can't hold you.
It would be awesome. I think you'd see a lot more pass rush wins across the league.
Now that JJ's retired, is he getting a little doughy?
No, he's not.
He hadn't let himself go?
No. That's the thing is, like, he'll send a meal of, like, a big cheap meal of pancakes and waffles and everything, and then later in the day, he's like, all I can eat is fruit and, like, grilled chicken breasts. I'm like, why? I mean, there's no point. You don't have a game tomorrow. Like, just indulge, man. Enjoy it for a couple months. But he likes staying in shape.
Did you ask him to join the Steelers?
No. I mean, that's not one of those things. It's way above my pay grade. I don't have any say in who we bring in.
Well, you could. Did you ask him if he wanted to play?
I didn't drop it in the suggestion box. No, I never blatantly asked Jage if he wanted to come and play. I think his career took its course, and my career is on my course, and they never were able to meet.
His son looks like he's 6 years old.
He's massive.
He's
massive.
I would be somebody's going to give him a scholarship here soon.
I know. They're coming out here in a couple weeks, and I hope he's saving his first steps when he comes out here. It's funny, JD always sends videos of him, like, pushing suitcases and calling it prowler pushes, and he's in training already.
All right, let's play the max bench press for TJ. So one rep.
Max bench press.
Yeah, hold on now. All right, so max bench press, one rep, best ever.
Oh, ever?
Ever. Now, I'm not saying now. I'm saying ever for TJ. Todd, I'm going to start with you.
430.
Jeez. Seton.
415.
All right. Marvin?
One rep, 525.
Oh,
damn.
Oh, my God.
This is TJ here, not JJ.
Yeah. Paulie?
I'm going to go one rep, 465.
I'm going to go one rep, 385.
I think it was 425 at one point.
Okay.
But we don't touch that anymore. It's no point in risking it these days.
Who's the strongest guy you ever been around?
Oh, James Harrison. I mean, oh, God. The guy's throwing weights around like crazy.
He still is.
He still is. It's incredible. The guy doesn't age, it seems like.
He could probably use him for a couple of plays. Man, he is one big dude. Hey, congratulations. Where is the Defensive Player of the Year trophy?
Back home in Wisconsin. Yep, keep it back home.
So if I walk into your place in Pittsburgh, do I have any idea you play football?
No, not unless you go in the office. I don't like to have stuff all over the house.
Yeah. But you could have like a statue out front or something like that. That would be – JJ has a statue out front of his place.
Yeah, if he did, he'd hear about it for sure. That would not be acceptable.
Hey, great to talk to you. Congrats. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. See you guys.
That's TJ Watt. Next game will be at the Rams. Week 6 bye, and then they got the Rams coming up. Just turned 29 years of age. All right, so if you do the math here, 85 and a half sacks. 25 forced fumbles. Let's say he plays 5 more years. He could have 50 more sacks.
Sure.
Yeah. So that puts him, 135.
Oh, all time? Checking.
Yeah, maybe 135. Plus you play for a franchise like the Steelers. Defensive Player of the Year. Second best odds right now. Yeah, Seton.
I love that. He's just like, oh, James Harrison. Yeah. Not even close.
Well, you see James Harrison.
An all-time badass.
Oh, my God.
Top 5 NFL history.
Yeah. Villain. Yes, Paulie.
This is surreal. I forgot these numbers. Bruce Smith from the Bills, 200 career sacks. Reggie White had 198 career sacks, and he missed 2 seasons to play for the USFL.
Yeah.
Tack another 15. Oh, holy cow. Kevin Green has 160 who played for the Steelers.
Yeah. Bruce Smith might be as underrated as you could be at that position. You know? There were other personalities on that Buffalo team. But what Bruce did it as well, if not better than anybody, at least in modern football, because I still maintain those players who played in the 60s and 70s when they weren't even counting sacks. Like Deacon Jones, to me, he scared me, and I was just watching the TV. Like, it was like, oh, my God, somebody's going to get hurt. Yes, Paul.
Just to show how great like Bruce Smith was, he was first-team All-Pro 11 years apart. That means a level of greatness, 11 years apart. Reggie White was Defensive Player of the Year 13 years apart, in 86 and then in 98.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
When he shocked everybody and he went to the Packers. I think he said God told him to go to the Packers.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, let me take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Every great day starts the night before. So, did you get a good night's sleep? And if you didn't, it's your own fault because you probably don't have a Sleep Number bed. Right now, save up to $500 on the new Sleep Number smart beds, plus special financing only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Sleep Number, mine 75. Go in and ask, what is a Sleep Number? How do I get it? The Sleep IQ technology, the temperature benefits that they have, the adjustable firmness, both sides of the bed, it's 2 beds in one. New temperature benefits, the smart beds help you sleep just right. And you choose the ideal comfort and support on each side, so don't need a referee. The beds automatically respond and adjust to your movement so you sleep comfortably throughout the night. And it's going to improve your sleep. Ask about it. Go into a store, Sleep Number store, or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Make sleep a priority this year and save up to $500 on the new Sleep Number smart beds. Sleep Number, an official Crucial Catch partner of the NFL. See store for details. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me for the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com. The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV. We have a quick NFL game to play. By the way, college football coming up tonight as well. All right, Paulie, let's play the quick NFL game.
Marvin?
Oh, yeah.
Who leads the NFL in quarterback pressures this season? Not sacks.
Pressures. I'm going to say Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett is not correct.
Okay. Anybody else want to guess? Quarterback pressures. Aiden Hutchinson.
Aiden Hutchinson is correct.
Whoa!
35 QB pressures.
Thank you.
Micah Parsons, 29. Nick Bosa, 27. Max Crosby, 27.
All right.
Marvin, feed you that? Or yeah. Did you get that on your own?
No, I got that on my own.
Oh, you did? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, what's the football tonight?
It is an unbelievable night of directional football, Dan. Middle Tennessee State at Liberty. Western Kentucky at Jacksonville State, which is not a state. Southern Miss at Southern Alabama. Battle of the South. And then I'll go some FCS 1AA for you. North Carolina Central at Morgan State. Again, not a state.
Mm.
Southeast Louisiana at Northwestern State. Directional paradise.
I love it.
Let's go.
Who is Jacksonville State's head coach? Used to be at Michigan. in West Virginia.
Rich Rod?
I think Rich Rod is.
No.
I think he's Jacksonville State.
No.
I think.
Rich Rod is? Get out of here.
Red Wristband Rich? Okay.
Jacksonville Rich State Rod, University.
Jacksonville State.
There you go.
Come on down.
Bloop, bloop.
I didn't tell you that.
No, you I know you did. No, I.
Similar Dion energy.
Rich Rod?
Yeah, got a run.
He did for a minute there.
Yeah, he did. This day in sports history.
Just a couple for you. 1962, the New York Yankees won their 20th World Series when they beat the San Francisco Giants. That's 20 in like what, 70 years or something like that?
Mm.
They have 27. 1968, Bob Beamon long jumped 29 and 2.5 inches in the Olympic Games in Mexico. And just a fun to say the name, 2000, Patrick Wah of the Avalanche.
Ooh.
448 career wins as a goalie.
Yeah.
All-time record.
Patrick Wah. I got problems.
Accurate.
Irv in Long Island. Irv, is it in Long Island or on Long Island? Irv hey. On Long Island. Hi, Irv.
Long Island. Hey.
Hey.
Irv.
Irv.
Hey, how's it going?
Irv. Hey.
Hey. 5'11", a doughy, 285. Hey.
Oh.
I guess that I got a quick a poem for Fritz from about before with the ball.
Let's go.
Okay, here we go. Hey, little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet, eating her curds and whey. Oh, along came a spider who sat down beside her and said, hey, get your grubby hands out of the bowl, Fritz.
That was excellent. I got a little nervous there for a second.
Oh, so did I. I thought we were channeling.
Get your grubby hands out of the bowl, Fritz. Oh. Fabulous.
Katie in Wisconsin joining us. Hi, Katie. What's on your mind today?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Second time caller, 5'4", Slinky 115. I am still laughing my butt off at Matt buying the truck and the boat. I cannot wait for him to call back tomorrow.
Okay, Katie, if your husband did that, bought a boat and a truck without permission and brought it home, What could he say to get himself maybe out of hot water?
Well, my first intuition would be, what the F? But then I think about it and think, now I got freedom to go shopping.
Oh, so okay. All right.
Okay, but the reason I'm calling is Krappensburg State. I'm hoping that you're going to put together a yearbook. I'm thinking all the students that buy their T-shirts could maybe take pictures of themselves doing things and send them in, and maybe your technical guys can put together a little yearbook and attach it to the newsletter or something.
All right. I will take that under advisement, that maybe we have like a yearbook.
Of Krappens. KIT, keep in touch.
Wonderful idea.
Yeah, Krappensburg State. Rick in Tennessee. Hi, Rick. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. 5'15", and I'm a brick breaking, steel bending, bat snapping, 225 pounds. And I am, thank you. I'm calling about Krappensburg State as well.
Of course.
I think it's interesting that you guys have come up, you've taken to the next level, because a lot of these schools, they have ringtones with their school songs. You guys are doing a text tone, and you've been saying it for months, and it's so appropriate. It's bloop, bloop, and I think that's perfect for a text tone. But here's the thing. It's appropriate because nobody squats more than our students, right? And when our back's up against the wall and things aren't going our way, we just listen to that great philosopher, Aaron Rodgers, who says, ex lax.
Thank you. Instead of relax. All right.
Well thought out.
Big wind up there. Justin in Idaho.
E-X-L-A-X.
Yeah. Hey, Justin, what's on your mind today? Hey,
Dan. Hey, I just wanted to share some good news with you and a little bit of quick baseball trivia if I could. The good news is my son got his acceptance letter to the Abraham Darby School of Culinary Arts at Krappensburg State. Abraham Darby, as you well know, is the inventor of the Dutch oven.
Keep picking up steam.
And then we have a couple acronyms coming out of Krappensburg State after an embarrassing loss to their rival, Our Lady of Constance Pate. We have the Toot Plan, just thrown out on the bases like a nincompoop. And the fart slam, a fielder allowed run to score like a moron.
All right. Thank you, Justin. Krappensburg State.
It's all over it, Justin.
It lives on.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had homecoming weekend this past weekend at Krappensburg State. It was emotional. Good turnout. Always great to see the alumni come back to Krappensburg State. Final results of the poll question, Seton.
Dan, we got a few of them, one of which here. We have, will Matt and Portland's marriage survive this week? He bought a truck and a boat with, and hasn't told his wife yet. Right now, unfortunately for him, 73% say no. It will not survive this week.
I hope Matt calls back tomorrow to give me an update. And I want to talk to his wife.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I want to talk to his wife.
We have a, how legit are the Lions? Super Bowl contender, playoff team, cute story or overrated? Very rude. Only 0.8% have them overrated, which is nice.
Okay.
About 70% have them as a playoff team.
Okay. Yeah, right. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they should be.
And the most frustrating NFL franchise, 43%, the Chargers, followed by other, and then the Cowboys.
Yeah. And recency bias there with the Chargers.
I think so, too.
All right. So we have football coming up tonight, a lot of football coming up tonight. And then you have game two, Diamondbacks and the Phillies. That's coming up today or tonight?
Tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah, I think it's like 7:30.
Okay.
Maction football doesn't start for another 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
With Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But other schools like these directional schools, Southeast Louisiana, others are picking up the slack.
Sign up for the DP Show newsletter. Make sure you go to danpatrick.com. Put in your email address in the box that slides out. Bottom right corner. Also, you can pick up the audio version of my football book that I co-wrote with Joel Cohen, who is a writer for The Simpsons, and I'm the one who narrates the book, so I can read you a bedtime story. Todd, what'd you learn on today's program?
It's okay to say you have some talent. Self-confidence is a good quality, and it's not being arrogant. That's what I learned today.
And you're fragile.
And I'm very fragile.
Seton.
According to TJ Watt, JJ Watt's son is already training.
Yeah, pushing suitcases around. Not even a year old. Marvin.
Fritzy tried to blame the cameras.
Oh, I know. For getting busted.
Get your grubby hands out of the group food.
Grubby fingers out of the...
Disgusting.
Yeah. Paulie, what'd you learn?
Fritzy's favorite baseball player is Raleigh Fingers.
Grab Meguiar's Hybrid Ceramic Pre-Wax Prep, newest member to their hybrid ceramic family. Easy to use. The paint is glossy. Color pops back on the road. Meguiar's Ceramic Made Easy. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy, with available seating for up to seven. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB.